G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 56 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast and the first episode for 2023. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and a happy and safe new year, and you're ready to get into 2023, particularly if you're going to be doing selection. Now, today's episode is about failing selection once, or even failing selection twice, and then going back and attempting selection again. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I was speaking on the phone to someone the other day, and they did selection last year, and they got through, but they didn't get picked up, and they're going again this year. And we were talking about guys that do it once and that fail, and then have to decide whether going again is for them, and if, you know, if it's worth it, and if they can actually improve and will their chances be increased going a second time. And I said to this guy that because he's already gone through, especially because he finished and he wasn't selected for, you know, some particular reasons, which he can absolutely work on. But once you go once to selection, you'll get so much experience from that. Hopefully you're going to do well. Hopefully you prepare really well the first time. But it just doesn't always work out right, but the experience that you get from that first time is really going to hold you in good stead to go again, right, if you decide it is for you. Many dudes fail selection at least once, all right? So if you go and you fail once, it doesn't mean shit, all right? It doesn't mean your SF career is over, all right? All it means is you need to improve for next time, all right? But you might get, if you go the first time, you might get bozzed, all right? You might get kicked off or removed from course for whatever reason. Maybe you get an injury or you get sick. Maybe you fail a physical component, which is a hard fail straight away. Maybe you just lack experience, all right? You might get to the end and they say, you know, I haven't got enough experience, come back. Maybe you have a major fuck up on selection, like you UD, all right? You have an unauthorized discharge of your weapon, and so they kick you off. So a major fuck up will get you kicked off, won't go well for you, and you might have to go and do it again. Maybe you quit, all right? Maybe you at some point on selection during your first run, you've had enough and you quit, all right? Guys have come back from this, right? For me, all those reasons that guys don't make it the first time, effectively fail the first time, including ones that have actually withdrawn on own request, have come back to do selection again and have passed. All right, so there are many guys that I've spoken to that I know who are awesome operators within special operations, took more than one go to get through. All right, because selection is fucking hard. Sometimes things don't go exactly the way you want. There's so many things that go into preparing for selection. Maybe you haven't had a thorough preparation. Maybe you got sick during your preparation or injured during your preparation, or you got family stuff going on, or the army sends you out bush for a month, you know, 2 months out from selection. So going once and failing once does not mean a whole lot, all right? It doesn't in regards to you potentially being in SF. So what you want to take on board and what you need to understand is that you'll want to have a high pain tolerance, right? An emotional pain tolerance to go back a second or even a third time, because that pain, I went back 3 times, that pain that you feel after failing the first time only gets worse the second time, right? So you've got to decide if you're up for that physical and emotional pain, or potentially that emotional pain of failing again. However, right, you will have a much greater chance of getting through the second time. Why? Because of those experiences, what I just spoke about. You have that experience. You know what to expect. It's not a total unknown. Right? Selection doesn't change too much from year to year. So you should take a lot out of that first attempt. And if you don't get through for whatever reason, why? Why didn't you get through? What do you need to work on? What can you improve on? Ask for some feedback. And most of the time, you know, pretty much all the time, you should be able to improve in those areas where that you were lacking and might have been the reason that you failed. All right. And it really does surprise me when I hear of dudes, of candidates who fail once and then don't go back a second time. All right. So, yes, you want to decide if it's for you. Maybe you decided that for some unknown reason or some reason that doesn't make sense to me, that you go once, you fail, and then all of a sudden you decide SF is not for you, all right? I'm sure there are circumstances where that is legitimate, but other times you're probably just kidding yourself, because if you want to go for SF, you've probably thought about it for fucking years because it's worth it. It is a great job. If you want to be the best, if you want to work with the best, if you want to have, you know, the effect on the battle space, if you want to know that you're being part of the solution, all right, that you are right at the top, at the elite level of your role, of your career in the military, and the experiences that you're going to get out of SF, all that's fucking worth it, all right? So failing once doesn't mean a whole lot, all right? So you want to be able to improve and go back. So whether you're going down SFDRS pathway, maybe you're in the full-time army, maybe you're in army reserves, or maybe you're in another branch of the military, failing once does not mean your SF dream is over, all right? Trust me, many dudes, many good operators I know took more than one go to get through selection, right? There's just so many factors that are taken into account. So if you failed last year, if you failed previously, and this is your, or firstly, you not sure if you're going to go for it again, fucking go for it again, because I speak to a lot of guys that are getting a bit older, late 30s into their 40s, that have attempted selection once, didn't get through, and then 10 years, 15 years later, they want to do it again. So you don't want to wait that long. It's just so much harder the older you get, especially if you're talking late 30s into your 40s. So if you've done it once, and all those reasons you went through, or you went for selection the first time, if they're still there, go for it again, all right? Because it's absolutely worth it. And if you're going, if you've failed in the last couple of years or last year and you're going again this year, rest assured, all right, there are many guys in that have been in your specific situation, all right? So take confidence from that. Don't go into selection thinking that, oh, you didn't get through the first time, you're just a bag of shit and there's no, you know, there's no greater chance of you getting through the second time. You have a better chance for all those reasons I just spoke of before, all right? So make sure you're in the proper headspace, you've got a positive mindset going into it, and you prepare as much as you possibly can. You cover every fucking angle you can think of, and you take what you've learned from last time and areas that you were lacking, and you improve and you go again, all right? Because you could be that dude that is getting badged and getting your beret at the end of next year, and you're going to look back and go, thank fuck, I went for it, all right? I went again because of all those experiences and all those great times with great people you're going to have in that unit, all right? Whatever unit you're going for, because special operations is fucking worth it. And if you are going for selection and you need any help, make sure you reach out. You can email me, reese@operatorage.com, or hit me up on social media. reese_Dowden on Instagram is probably the best, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But that's it for this episode. First one of 2023. Let's make it a good one, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thanks.